shingled?
Uh-huh. Well, not shingles. There's plank.
Weatherboard.
And weatherboarding goes all the way around the house.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. It's different from shingles.
They used to be California fashion when it's standing straight up like this. That's what it's called. And the weatherboard goes this way, see.
Oh, I see. You call it California if it's vertical?
If it's this way, you call it California fashion. Huh. That's way back.
Uh-huh. What about a log house? I've seen that.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's where people live, log house.
I didn't know
that. That's where the thing was, log house.
Uh-huh.
You've never saw that?
Never. I've seen houses that some of them were
part
log.
Yeah.
Well,
they usually would split the logs, and inside the room would be a little smoother than round and like it would be on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
If they split the log, it would be, you know, more smoother inside.
Mm-hmm.
But on the outside, it'd just be round. And then if the logs didn't fit down real tight and good, they would split them out a little piece of material and cover that crack. They didn't have any ceiling in them. That's all it was, just one wall.
Hmm.
And on the ends, like you were building a room,
mm-hmm.
over at that corner, over here at this corner, they would chop out a piece on the end of the log and make it fit down over there. That's where they'd tie the room together. By cutting those wedges out of the end of the log.
And you throw wooden pegs in the back days when you didn't have no nails first and fifth.
Sam, if you're gonna hang a picture, you take a nail and to hit the nail with you. Take
the hammer.
Uh-huh. You say I took the hammer and I whacked the nail in.
I took the hammer and
nailed the nail
in the wall.
Or another word you might use, you'd say, I took the hammer and I whacked the nail in.
Drove the nail in the wall.
Okay. And if the nail didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be...
Got to be in a little deeper.
It's got to be what? In a little deeper.
A little deeper, or it's got to be more sturdier. It won't hold it straight.
Yeah. But the nail isn't what in far enough. The nail isn't. The nail hasn't been...
Drove in deep enough, I guess.
Okay. And you'd say you take the hammer and you whet the nail in.
Hit it a little harder.
Okay. And whet it completely in.
Drive it up.
Okay. Did you have a special building where you'd store wood?
Yeah, right down under the window where we could raise up the window and the wood would lie on a little platform under the window. You could raise your window and pull your wood in and put on a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
But usually we had a wood box close to the fireplace, and mm-hmm. we'd bring our wood and our pine, and we'd fill that box full, and that would last us that night.
Mm-hmm.
And the next afternoon we'd have to bring the wood in and fill that box again.
Mm-hmm.
Every day that box would have to be filled with wood and pine.
Mm-hmm. What, did you have a special building for keeping tools?
Yeah, well, if you had a barn that had the hayloft up above, the cow and the horse stable underneath,
mm-hmm.
little rooms,
mm-hmm.
where you could keep the tools down here under the stairway,
mm-hmm.
where you go up in the loft,
mm-hmm.
to get your hay. If you had to throw out hay that afternoon, you'd get your pitchfork and go on up the stairway and throw your hay out at a big window,
mm-hmm.
up in there.
You had stables for cows in the barn?
Right.